Hello, dear audience members. Welcome to this episode of Stand-Up Comedy Snippets. The Chinese New Year is just around the corner, and the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs is really worried, afraid that the people won't contribute to the domestic GDP during this short holiday period, and instead will benefit neighboring Japan. Even before the holiday arrived, they started broadcasting a rolling announcement, saying that recently there have been many criminal cases targeting Chinese citizens in Japan, and even directly predicting that there will definitely be an earthquake in Japan during the Spring Festival. Good heavens, they're not even using accurate information to prevent people from ignoring the warnings. They even directly and forcefully canceled 49 Sino-Japanese flight routes and told all Chinese people in Japan, if you have any problems, speak up. You always have a powerful motherland behind you. Quote, this is ridiculous. Back when Ukraine and Russia were at war, the Chinese embassy's offer to evacuate citizens wasn't even accepted. Now, Jack Ma and Wang Sikong are still living comfortably in Japan. You're trying to fool them by saying the other side is about to collapse? If it were really collapsing, why wouldn't these rich people run away? Could it be that their information isn't as accurate as the average citizens? Alas, the authorities probably know that Chinese people don't listen to advice anymore, and are even less willing to travel domestically and waste money. After all, during the May Day holiday, people would rather sleep in their cars and pitch tents than contribute even a single brick to the GDP. If you really want to travel abroad, the Chinese passport now has quite a few acceptable destinations: Cambodia, Russia, Turkey, the Philippines, and add Brazil to the list of places with visa on arrival, for a total of 81 regions. This puts it ahead of Thailand. Many people happily say that the value of the Chinese passport is constantly increasing, and it's even more useful than the Taiwanese passport. After all, the Taiwanese passport can only be used to go to capitalist countries like Europe and America. If you want to go to Georgia, you have to apply for a complicated visa. Are you envious? Well, you really can't say that the atmosphere on the Chinese internet recently isn't reminiscent of the Spring Festival. Every day is incredibly lively and bustling. The dormant Red Guard genes, seemingly awakened overnight, have plunged everyone into a collective frenzy of rectification and counter-revolution. The first victim was the intellectual Hu Zaijin. You know, for years, Hu has been skilled at using metaphorical language, never failing to condemn the powerful and privileged class, and has long been disliked by ordinary people. So, the attack on Hu Zaijin was aimed at undermining the prestige of these vested interests. What was the cause? It was the troublemaker, Old A, mentioned a couple of days ago, who claimed that all international students have immoral lifestyles, and that most parents accompanying their children abroad end up having extramarital affairs, leading to a rebellious revolution against those wearing green hats, a metaphor for being cheated on. This statement outraged many. What kind of slander is this? Isn't this just pure mudslinging? Therefore, many demanded that Hu Zaijin speak up and say something fair, since he loves to play the mediator. However, Hu's silence was understandable. His daughter studied abroad, and his wife also accompanied her. If he claimed his daughter and wife were innocent, it would seem like he was making things up. But if he remained silent, it would be even worse. What do you call that? Like a mute person eating bitter melon. Hu Zaijin was publicly ridiculed on the internet, experiencing for the first time the bitter feeling of being unable to speak. After 3 days, he finally came up with a flimsy excuse, saying his daughter wasn't studying abroad but working at a Confucius Institute, and his wife didn't accompany her. This explanation lacked any credibility, and the online Red Guards laughed even louder. Do you think these people don't know that not all international students are without integrity? These kinds of unfounded rumors are merely to satisfy the public's need for verbal attacks, to pull down those who seem to be doing well, and make everyone wallow in the mud together. Their so-called righteous indignation and exposure of the dark side of the West are just excuses to provide an outlet for the anger and dissatisfaction of the Chinese people. After all, in many cases, propaganda serves as a kind of spiritual stabilization and reassurance. Given the current dismal circumstances, if you don't engage in some form of intense propaganda, how can you survive this long, cold winter? Many people will surely ask, wouldn't this kind of intense propaganda, this rhetoric that anyone who disagrees with us is a traitor, lead to a backlash against society, similar to the Cultural Revolution? Of course it would. Ordinary people would feel especially out of place. For example, when many people post online saying they want to practice dual cultivation, referring to improving oneself and one's family simultaneously, feeling that their working hours are long and their wages are low, Suddenly a lot of winners will jump in and tell them that they are already living much better than Americans, Japanese, and Koreans, and that they should be grateful to their motherland for not being chased and persecuted. What normal people consider propaganda is about safer food, better labor protection, meaningful work for the elderly, and appropriate rewards for young people's work. But in their eyes, propaganda means they can oppress others without consequences. And when they become rich landowners and tyrannical rulers, they are overjoyed. Logic and reason are for intellectuals. These red guards don't need them. And, ironically, for a country, reason and knowledge are useless things. The more irrational the people are, the less likely they are to think independently, and the less people think, the easier they are to manipulate. Take the claim that these overseas students are all impure. Doesn't the government know it's false? Why do they still allow it to spread widely? Because the fewer people who go abroad, the fewer people know what's happening outside, thus creating an information gap. How did the second generation Red Guards make their money back then? Wasn't it because everyone else was tied down domestically, while they themselves could study abroad and then bring back foreign goods and ideas, presenting them as original creations, making a fortune in the process? They thought it was innovation, but it was merely a renaissance. So why did the central government let them continue? It's like finding a fool to shout slogans during the Cultural Revolution. They have a loud voice, and if you give them a platform, they'll really go for it. This whole mess has completely broken the resolve of those offshore patriotic broadcasters. After all, before, when they did their programs, they at least tried to offer some depth, analyzing from a sociological and economic perspective why foreign countries were failing and China was succeeding. As a result, Laoyi immediately went all out, leading the audience in a barrage of insults. It's like, who needs to watch your suggestive content on short videos when they can watch action movies from other countries? Consequently, a group of offshore patriotic streamers had a mental breakdown, comparing the Chinese internet to North Bharat. Good grief, India. How dare you compare our great nation to India? Surely, your previous displays of patriotism were just to attract traffic and not at all sincere. See? Patriotism isn't such a good meal after all, is it? Back in the Soviet era, it was already proven that when silence is no longer allowed, not enthusiastically praising is also a crime. And if only one voice is allowed to exist, then the only voice that exists is a lie. As long as you stick to the facts, you'll be labeled a dissenter, and if you're radical, there will always be younger people who are even more radical than you, right, Laohu? Actually, these patriotic streamers don't need to be so nervous. After all, people like Laoyi, who rely on sensationalism and storytelling to gain popularity, will soon be swept under the rug for speaking without thinking. After all, even though the media heavily promoted his story about the killing line, they only said they were deeply concerned about the lives of people on the other side of the strait, treating him as a tool throughout the entire process. Many of his stories are basically plagiarized from forums and TV dramas. Even his program analyzing the Harry Potter universe borrowed from famous online articles. Why couldn't Hermione marry Harry? We don't know his actual life experiences, but at least he's read a lot of shoddy articles, belonging to the type who says whatever he dreams of, and there are people who like to listen to his dreams, don't you think? Now there's a new narrative on the internet, saying that Laoyi is the prophesied Ziwei saint from folk legends, because the description says he wasn't born in a monastery or temple, but in a humble dwelling, the first person from the countryside. Isn't that perfectly Laoyi? Wow, we've witnessed history. I never thought I'd see a White Lotus Army storyline in the internet age. If he's the savior, where does that leave Chairman Xi? Just wait and see, it's going to be just like when Mao couldn't control the Red Guards back then. Old A and his followers are going to cause a big mess. The questioning and criticism of the West will quickly shift to the contradictions of wealth inequality in China. Leaving aside everything else, someone asked Old A, if things are so bad outside, why are the leaders' children all abroad? He couldn't answer. In Australia, a person was hit by a car, and this case has dragged on for several months now. There have been 5 court hearings, and they're actually making a case based on a problem with the address document, a low-level procedural mistake. The guy who was hit is now in a vegetative state and unable to take care of himself. This is a first in Australian judicial history. Behind this, they say his parents were ordinary workers, but I want to ask, what kind of workers are so powerful? Gold miners? The overthrown Gang of Four can rise again, and the overthrown second-generation communists can regain power. Only the ordinary people suffer, being treated as disposable pawns in the waves of change. Those who don't read history will be swept into the torrent of history, even the dregs. Dear viewers, why do you think Hu Zaijin didn't respond to the insults and humiliation from Old A's followers? Behind the Chinese internet spectacle and the netizens' frenzy, do they really not know, or are they just looking for an emotional outlet? Welcome to Leave Comments and Argue. Don't forget to join the membership channel to watch more exciting content. If you like this channel, don't forget to click the little bell to subscribe and share it with more people. See you next time. Bye.